Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he can love me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Now, I don't know about you, glory to God, but I love the name of Jesus, glory to God. I love him with a whole heart, glory to God, because he first loved me. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, you just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Glory to God. We are here to give glory and honor unto Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We want to welcome you to Voice of Truth today. And we're so glad that you tuned in to the show today. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus, for he is worthy of all our praise. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Just have a couple of general announcements. Amen. Glory to God. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Prophet Yvonne Ryle. Amen. The president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God. I want to encourage you today to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, where we are sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all over the world. Amen. Glory to God. If you would like to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, if you would inbox Prophetess Yvonne, amen, at Prophetess Yvonne A. Ryle on Facebook, glory to God, if you'll inbox her there. Also, you can email her at Ryle, R-O-W-E-L-L-5-0 at gmail.com. You can email her there if you want to become a follower of this ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Up under Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, we have the Wild Team. Glory to God. First, we have the Hour of Power. Glory to God. From 6 o'clock p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first half of the Hour of Power is with Prophetess Martha, the Prophetic Corner, from 6 o'clock p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. Our ministry lane is the host, glory to God, from 6:30 p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Tuesday night, glory to God, we have One Word from the Lord with our president and founder, Prophet Yvonne Ryle and Joseph Pastor Ryle. Glory to God. At 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, on Saturdays, we have Wild Radio with Elder Evangelist Bertha Askews at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, on Mondays, we have what we call the Moment in the Spirit. You can receive this by text or by email for an offering of $25 or more. If you would like to start receiving the moment in the spirit, if you will inbox Prophetess Yvonne on Facebook or email her at her Gmail address that I gave to you earlier. Hallelujah. Moment in the spirit is done by Minister Michelle Williams. Amen. It's a two-minute clip that will jump your week off with the word. It will encourage you. It will strengthen you. It will uplift your spirit. Glory to God. It's a powerful word from the Lord every Monday. Glory to God. So we encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry and stay connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. And we are glad that you are a part of our service here today, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. That will end all of our announcements for today. Glory to God. If you would put them on your calendar, put them on your calendar in your phone so that you will know the times and the days of all of the different ministries upon the Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. And again, we thank you for being a part of the service today. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. And while I'm doing the prayer, we will be coming from St. Mark, the first chapter, amen, St. Mark, the first chapter, and I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for another day. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you, Father God, for providing for us. We thank you, Father God, for Jesus. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you have already done for us, oh Father. And we thank you for the things that you're getting ready to do for us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just praise you and worship you. We adore you, Father, for you are worthy of all our praises. We come to worship you. We come to praise you. We come to magnify your name, for you are worthy of all our praises. God, we just said thank you today, God. We didn't come to ask for nothing, but we just come to say thank you for being God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glorifying and magnifying your name, for you are so worthy of all our praises, oh God. Oh God, we couldn't have made it this far without you, oh God. We just say thank you, God. We give you praise, oh God, for you are God and there is no other God. Oh God, we just thank you right now for healing and deliverance in somebody's lives right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh Father God, we thank you even now, God, for bringing home somebody's son or somebody's daughter, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for bringing them out of darkness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and unto your marvelous light, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you right now, God, for making a way out of no way for somebody, oh God. I don't know what they need, Father, but you know exactly what they need, oh God, and we give you praise in advance, and we thank you right now for it, even now, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for making a way out of no way for this family, God, in the name of Jesus. Because you're able to do it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just thank you right now for your healing power. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, touch somebody right now, God, and heal them right now, God. Wherever the pain may be, oh God, we pray that you will heal them, Father, for thou art a healer, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just give you glory and we just give you praise. We pray for the sick and we pray for the shut in. We pray for those who have lost loved ones, Father. We pray for comfort even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we know that you're able to do all things, oh God, for you are God with all power in your hand. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we just give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. We magnify your holy name. Glory, glory to your holy name. We praise you, we praise you, we praise you, we thank you, we thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. He is so worthy of all our praises. Sometimes we just need to say thank you. We don't need to ask him for nothing, but just thank him for what he's already done for us. Glory to God. What he's already done for us. Glory to God. He's able to supply whatever your need may be. He's able to supply it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't see the way. Glory to God. But in Jesus, there is a way. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's coming. Glory to God. Whatever you're looking for, it's coming. I don't know who that's for, but it's coming. God. Just stand in faith, keep strong faith, keep believing, and keep your eyes on Jesus. Glory to God. And everything is going to be all right. You're going to make it. As long as you got Jesus, as long as you're believing in him, as long as you're keeping your faith in him, you're going to make it. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's not my message, but if you got Jesus, everything is all right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're just praising God for making a way for whoever that is. Glory to God. We're just giving praise. Hallelujah. The message is coming from St. Mark today, and I'm going to St. Mark, the first chapter, and I'm going to begin reading at verse number 7, and the word of God reads, "And he preached, saying, there cometh one mightier than I after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth to Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway coming out of the water, he saw the heavens open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from the heavens saying, thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness." Glory to God. "And he was there in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered unto him. Now after that, John was put in prison. Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, the time is now," right now, glory to God, right now, glory to God, right now, glory to God, "and the kingdom of God is at hand." It draws nigh. Glory to God. "Repent ye," glory to God, "turn back to God," hallelujah, "and believe the gospel." Believe the gospel truth. Glory to God. In your own devotional time, if you will go back and read the entirety of the chapter. Amen. Last month we was talking about John the Baptist, and we talked about his message. We talked about him being the messenger where Jesus' ministry began with John the Baptist. Glory to God. And today we are going to talk about the message of Jesus. The message of Jesus. Glory to God. Because the scriptures just said unto us, glory, hallelujah, that Jesus, first of all, was baptized by John. Jesus was about to begin his ministry. Glory to God. But first he was baptized. Second, he went into the wilderness. And when he came out of the wilderness, he was ready for his ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible says that now after that, John was put into prison. Now John was in prison, and Jesus came preaching. God Almighty. The Bible said that Jesus came preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Matter of fact, the message that Jesus preached was the same as God. It's talking about salvation. It's talking about repentance. And it's talking about sin. The message of Jesus, glory to God, and his ministry, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. For Jesus said, now this is in red, and it says, glory to God. Verse number 15 of St. Mark 1 said, this is what Jesus said. It's in red. Glory to God. Anything you see, anything in red, that's what Jesus said. Glory to God. And it's saying, the time is now, right now. Right now is the time that we must be getting ready. Hallelujah to Jesus. Right now is the time that we need to get ready for the return of the Lord. Glory to God. For the kingdom of God is at hand. It draws now. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Even though they may not have understood, glory to God, because see, John had already preached it earlier in his message that you need to get ready. You need to get right, because gospel. Glory to God. John never changed his message, and Jesus never changed his message. Jesus was preaching the gospel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the same message ought to be preached today. Glory to God, because it's healing in the gospel of Jesus. It's healing in the word of God. It's healing and deliverance that people can be set free and healed. Glory to God when you preach the truth of the gospel, because it's just the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's the anointing, the Holy Spirit that heals, delivers, and sets free. Glory to God. Jesus' message. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. A message of repentance. Now, we don't hear a lot of messages on repentance. But why? We don't hear messages of repentance. Jesus preached the message of repentance. John preached a message of repentance. He asked the people, confess your sins and believe the gospel. Confess your sins and believe the gospel. Glory to God, the message. See, it's all in the message. See, the healing comes with the message. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There is no other gospel but that of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's a lot of messages being preached. That is not the message that Jesus preached. Jesus preached the kingdom. Glory to God. He preached the kingdom of God. He preached salvation. He preached healing. And in his ministry, glory to God, and we're going to talk about his ministry. Glory to God. Not today, but we're going to talk about Jesus' ministry, because his ministry is what is supposed to be going on today. Healing, deliverance, and setting free. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's all in the message. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus preaching the gospel, glory to God. First of all, what we have to know, that God so loved the world that he sent his son. He sent his son, glory to God. He sent forth the word, glory to God. The word came from heaven, because the word was in the beginning, glory to God. And God sent forth the word, because in John it tells us, glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus, that God sent forth the word. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus was the word. The kingdom was there. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. But you know, so many people are so busy doing everything else that they missed it. Glory to God. They missed the message. Glory to God. And they missed the messenger at the same time. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. The message of Jesus. Jesus' message never changed. He didn't water down his message. He knew what his purpose was. He knew what he was chosen. Boy, he knew what he was sent for, just as John the Baptist. Glory to God. They didn't change it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus came. Glory to God. He was a promise. He was promised. Hallelujah. Even in the Old Testament, it was prophesied that a Messiah would come and a Savior would come that would save his people from his sin. That came Jesus. Glory to God. Preaching, glory to God. He had a wilderness experience. Don't look down on your wilderness experience. Glory to God. That's what John received. The word was in the wilderness. Good God. The Bible says that Jesus went in the wilderness. He was tempted by Satan too in the wilderness. Glory to God. So we want to do some stuff, because God has got to get us ready to do what he called us to do. God is getting ready for the messengers all over the land. He's getting them ready to preach the message of Jesus. That is the gospel. That's what Paul said. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus, that he preached the gospel. And he gave a definition what the gospel is. The gospel is that Jesus lived, died, and rose again. He declared those words. Glory to God. We have to preach the cross. We have to preach Jesus. We have to preach the blood. We have to preach the gospel truth. We have to preach the same message that Jesus preached. That's why the people brought to Jesus, because of the message that he preached. There was healing going on. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah to Jesus. And it should be the same way today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The message that Jesus preached. Glory. Hallelujah. Jesus came into the world. He was sent by the Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he came into the world. Hallelujah. To die for our sins. Hallelujah to Jesus. He knew no sin, yet he came into the world, glory to God, to die for our sins, that all of us might have life in him. It was all in his mention. Glory to God. Ah, hallelujah to Jesus. Healing came when Jesus came. It was deliverance came when Jesus came. Glory to God. Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because the time had come. Glory to God. Are you going to be ready when Jesus comes? Because the Bible says that people were not ready when Jesus comes. Even though John the Baptist had preached the message, the people did not and was not ready. Glory to God. And there came Jesus standing in the Jordan. Glory to God. Getting ready to do his ministry and preach the message of the kingdom of God. Will you be ready for the second coming of the Lord? Get ready, for he is soon to return. Glory to God. No man knows the day and no man knows the hour when the Son of Man returns. But you must believe the gospel. That's why Jesus said, repent ye, turn back to God. Backsliders, turn back to God. Homemongers, turn back to God. Liars, turn back to God. Thieves, turn back to God. Liars, 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 turn back to God. Glory to God. Get your life right with God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Get your life right now. Repent and believe the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel. Repent and change your life today. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Repent, repent, repent. Oh, hallelujah. It means having a change of mind, changing the way you live your lifestyle, change what you used to do and the places that you used to go and the people you used to hang around. Everybody can't go with you. Glory to God. You got to cut those things loose that's trying to hold you down in sin. Glory to God. That's why Jesus came, that you might have life in him. Glory to God. Repent ye and believe the gospel. That was the message of Jesus Christ. Repent ye and believe the gospel. There's no other way. You must repent of your sins. Glory to God. You must come out of sin. Glory to God. You must live a righteous and holy life before God. Come out of sin while you still have time. Turn your life around and live for Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Glory to God. And the Bible says that, glory to God, that Jesus went in other cities and towns and he was preaching the gospel. Glory to God. He was preaching the kingdom. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus, because that's what he was sent forth to do, hallelujah, before he died upon the cross. For your sins and my sins, he preached salvation unto a dying world. The Bible says, glory to God, that Jesus came in the world, but the world rejected him. They did not want the gospel. They did not want to hear the truth. Oh, glory to God. But one must repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ in order to be saved. Glory to God. You got to come out of sin. Glory to God. You got to come out of darkness to the marvelous light. Glory to God. You can't do it in your own flesh. But if you ask the Lord, he will help you. Glory to God. He'll bring you out. Oh, glory to God. He'll heal your mind. He'll heal your body. He'll heal your soul. Glory to God. You'll have a new way of walking and a new way of talking. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Glory to God that somebody will repent and believe the gospel. Glory to God. Now is the time, glory to God, to get your life right with God. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's now, it's time to get your life right with God. When God sent forth the messenger with the message of repentance, it's time to get it right with God. Glory to God. Hear the words of the Lord. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Oh, my God. Hear the word of the Lord. Repent ye. Turn back to God while you still have time. While the blood is running warm in your veins. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. While you want to water down and sin, when Jesus died over 2,000 years ago, that you might have life. Glory to God. He took all of his sins upon his body, all of our sins, all of our burdens, all of our pain. He took it upon his body, upon the cross. That's why we must preach truth, because the gospel is what's going to heal the mind of the people. It's not what our word is, but it is the gospel. It's the anointing of the Holy Spirit that will heal the mind of the people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The message of Jesus, glory to God, was a message to bring forth healing and deliverance and to bring people out of darkness. Glory to God. Oftentimes we don't hear those kind of messages anymore because nobody wants to hurt anybody's feelings. But how they going to get saved? How they going to truly get saved if they don't know that's a sin? How can they get saved if they know they don't live, they're not living right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. When we allow them, glory to God, to be over ministries in the church, and you know they're not living right. You know they're not living right. How can they leave without living a sinful life before God? How can you leave if you're living a sinful life before God? Repent ye and believe the gospel. Glory to God. That's the message of Jesus. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Glory to God. Get your life right with God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus' ministry. If you read the rest of the chapter, glory to God, and we're going to talk about his ministry because there was much healing in Jesus' ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus was going about doing good. Hallelujah to Jesus. He didn't say, glory to God, that Jesus was behind the four walls, but it said that Jesus was going around doing good. People were being healed from all manner of diseases. People were being healed and set free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the ministry and in the message. It's about the message of the kingdom. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus came preaching. He came preaching of his kingdom. He came preaching of his power. He came preaching, glory to God, the message of repentance. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus came preaching the message. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. He preached, believe, that they might have life in him, to have faith in him and in his word. Glory to God. Jesus came preaching the message. Glory to God. He came preaching the message that will heal the minds and the souls of the people. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus died for the sins of the world. God about it. He died for the sins of the world, but all might have life in him. Glory to God. Yet people are living in sin. They don't want God anymore. Glory to God. They want the things of the world. Glory to God. They don't want God. They don't want the message. They don't want the messenger. Glory to God. They don't want the true messenger. Glory to God. They want a feel-good message. But Jesus came with the message of repentance. He said, repent ye and believe the gospel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Believe the gospel. Glory to God. Preach the gospel truth. Hallelujah. That men and women might be saved. Boys and girls can be healed and delivered and set free by the message. It's the message of repentance. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The message of Jesus Christ. Repent ye and believe in the gospel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We do hope something was said here today. Glory to God, that will help you with your walk with Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because it's time to get it right. Glory to God. If you don't know Jesus, hallelujah, if you would say this prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I believe that you died upon the cross for me. I believe that God raised you from the dead. I confess with my mouth all of my sins, knowing or unknown. Wash me with your blood from the inside out. Glory to God. I confess that you are Jesus the Lord. I confess that you are Jesus the Lord, the Christ, who died for my sins. And if you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today, find you a Bible-believing church and begin to read your Bible, amen. If you have given your life to Christ today, hallelujah, to Jesus, we're so thankful unto God for a soul that is saved, hallelujah, glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You can inbox me at Facebook, Elaine Jackson, amen. Glory to God. And let me know, excuse me, if you have given your life to Christ today. And better yet, you can also inbox my leader, Prophetess Yvonne A. Rao, on Facebook as well. And we will get with you and pray with you and help you on your journey of faith with the Lord. You be blessed and have a great week. Know that God loves you and we love you too here at Voice of Truth. Meet us here next week at the same time and the same place. Glory to God with Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. You be blessed. Have a great week and don't let nothing take your joy. Glory to God.